He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am none other than the Gadget Professor. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 265. We are currently in the last week of August 2016. I don't know where the time is going. It's going somewhere, but things are flying by. We're already in conversations with people for CES and certainly NAB, so we got a long way to go, but we'll keep you informed with that. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. Of course, you can email the Gadget Professor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you want to watch the show, you can get us on YouTube, and you can also go to the webpage, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com. If you would like the show notes, and everybody likes the show notes for two reasons. One, they're free, and two, everything that we discuss in today's episode will be highlighted and basically interactively linked on the show notes, which you will get for free. And the way you get the show notes is go to our webpage and just scroll down on the right-hand side. You will see newsletter. Put your email address right in there, and you'll be all set. It's as simple as that. Also, if you want to follow us on Facebook, it would be Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. And if you check us out there, we have all kinds of stuff going on our Facebook page. And now we are going to discuss, we have two gadgets today, kind of interesting gadgets, and we'll take a look at camera two. And two different gadgets, as I said. Gadget one is this device, and you're probably wondering what in the world it is, and I'll show you that in a second. And the second device is kind of a twofer. You get a digital luggage tag and a lock that's TSA approved. So two separate gadgets, however, they're made from the same company. And let's take a look at the first gadget. And if we go up on the webpage, you'll see that it's made by, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this. It's either Ellie Clover or Elect Lover or Elect Lover. I'm not sure. But in any event, these two gadgets were sent to me to take a look at. And I got to tell you, this first gadget here, which is this light switch, I kind of looked at and said, I'm not sure I even want to put this on the show. But the more I looked at it, the more I kind of liked it. This is called the on-off lamp, night light, table lamp, USB charging, LED bedside lamp with a gravity sensor, and this is white. And the way it works, it's kind of clever. I'm going to do a close-up on camera two. First, you'll see that it says on and off. You can't really tell that that's lit up now, but on the back, there's a rocker panel. So when this sits down, if it's clicked to off, which it is now, as you can see here, the light goes off. If you click it on, it goes on. And of course, we're in the studio with very bright lights, so you're not going to see, it's not going to be blinding. But it's certainly enough to light up amply a room, and certainly great for a nightlight. And it's pretty simple to operate. Even I can operate it. It's either off or it's on. They have a couple neat features here. On the back, you'll see a switch right here, and that's a three-position switch. You could turn the device off, on dim, or brightly lit. Right now it's set to brightly lit, and of course you can't really see it that well because, again, the studio is just bursting with light, but you can't see me turn it off. You'll see that go off. So it does throw out a fair amount of light. The other thing that's very nice that they did here, kind of, sort of, is right here, you can see there's a jack, and that plug essentially comes with the unit, and you can plug it into here, and the other end would go into any standard USB charger. What that's going to do is it's actually going to charge this device. There's a lithium battery in here, and it charges fairly quickly. And let's see here if it says there's three brightness settings, or three mode settings. We talked about that. Two brightness settings, a soft light and a high light, and there's an off setting, so you can store that away. Let's see here. I believe, oh yes, here it is. It's a 450 milliamp lithium battery, which allows it to be used wirelessly. Not wirelessly like it can connect to the Bluetooth, but wirelessly like there's no wires. So this takes about an hour to charge up, And I've had this going at least 12 hours with no problem. What I think it's great for, really, is if you have little kids and they get scared at night, or even the elderly and they just want a light switch and they don't want to reach up, you can put this on the end table and literally just rock it and it will turn on, or touch it and it will turn off. So you can kind of see it glowing there. So it's a clever little device. It's not very expensive. It's $16 on Prime, and it's well made, and it's kind of a neat little gadget. So if you're looking for something to light up your room, or light up your kids' room, or your parents' room, or some of the elderly folks that you may know, this is a cool little device. And again, I like the feature that you can dim the light or make it as bright as you want or turn it off, and also that you can charge it and take it and put it anywhere you want. Yes, you can use this with the power pack in it. It will keep the battery charged for the most part, and you don't have to worry about charging it. The only thing that I didn't like is, if you look at this picture here, I don't think, there's the charging wire right there. And if we take a look at the, let's see if I can get a close-up of the charging itself. If you look right here, you'll see that little hole there. That's basically where the pin goes that connects to the USB charger. Of course, I charged this up when I first got it, and wouldn't you know it, I cannot find that wire, the connector that came with it, the charging cable. And it's not a standard connector because it has like a pin jack here. So it's easy to find because it's the only one I'll own that has a pin jack. Why they didn't go with a mini USB charging port jack is beyond me. I just don't know why they didn't do that. That way, if you lose it, you can use any charger to recharge the device. Now I've got to scout around and see if I can find another cable or find the original that will go with this to charge it. So kind of a neat device. And they have another unit that we'll talk about. We'll take a peek at this on camera too. And this again is called the Digital Hanging Postal Luggage Scale with a TSA Accepted Travel Lock, rubber paint technology, temperature sensor, and this will actually weigh packages up to 110 pounds. And for you, for those of you who like it in kilograms, that would be 50 kilograms. So let's do the lock first. Here it is. It's very heavy duty. It's nicely made. There's no question about it. And the way this works is you put this around whatever it is you want to lock, you push the pin in, and there you go. There's a combination. You can set the combination to whatever three numeric numbers you would like and then set it, and that's basically it. To open it up, there's a little release button here that you'd hold down and pull that open. These all come set to a combination of 000, so it will open up, and then basically you're going to put this in. You'll hold down this button here, and then you'll set it to what you want. If you forget the combination, I think you're out of luck. Now, all that said is right here, it says TSA on it, 002. And you may be able to notice that there's a little key slot right here. And that key is a standard key that the TSA has. So they are able to open this lock up and check your belongings to see if there's something that shouldn't be in there. And if not, this will help everybody else stay away from it. Of course, if you have a wire cutter or probably even a nail clipper, it wouldn't take much to cut this lock, but it does come with it. And it's, as I said, it's well made. So now let's take a look at the main device. And as I mentioned, this is called the Digital Hanging Postage Luggage Scale. This is really nice. It's really well made. And I actually like this a lot. Have you ever had I'm sure you have had luggage that you don't know how heavy it is. Well, this will actually allow you to weigh it. It has a battery in here, and the battery is right here, and it's actually like a large watch battery. It's very easy to replace. You pull this out and put in a new one. The instructions tell you how to do that. And basically, it's a handle, so you can hold it like that. And then this strap folds down, and there's a little clasp at the end of the strap, which is right here. You can see that. And this essentially is going to wrap around your luggage handle, and it will clip back on like so, so the luggage balance is there. Now, here you have a very nice, very bright digital readout. So you turn this on for 2 seconds, and as you can see, well, let me hold on a little bit more there. As you can see, it will set to zero, and once that's set, you're now able to weigh the luggage. So the way this operates, as you can see, Sorry, Mike. You can see it's all set to 000 right now. And you can switch this to kilograms or pounds. And we'll leave that here. And I'm going to get a piece of luggage right here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how this works. So essentially what we're going to do is take this and we're going to wrap it around the handle here. And I'm going to put this clasp like so. You want to balance it out because it will tip. And then you can see the readout here. And I'm basically going to hold this up. And right now, I don't know if you can see, but the readout is scrambling. And you hold that for, I don't know, 3 or 4 seconds. And then it will lock on the weight. And the weight of this is 14.36 pounds. And that's fairly accurate. And it will actually lock on here. And stay there for a minute, and then it will automatically reset itself, or you can actually click the button here, and it will reset itself. So very functional, very easy to store in your outside compartment or anywhere in your luggage or your suitcase, even your pocket. Very handy device, and I actually like that unit. I like it a lot better than the ones that have the springs on them, because you never get an accurate count. That's quite accurate, quite simple to use. Has a readout, and it even will tell you the temperature. Why? I have no idea, but it will tell you the temperature too. This is very, very inexpensive to get. The lock and this measuring device, $12.99, very, very reasonable, and it's very well made. So I give that a highly recommended buy if you're looking for a quick, easy way to see how much your luggage weighs. And again, it's so light and portable, you can just throw it inside pretty much any container in your luggage, any compartment, and away you go. So kind of a functional device. I love gadgets that are simple, inexpensive, and easy to use, and both of these products are exactly that. So okay, folks, let's take a look at some of the apps of the day. But before we do that, I couldn't pass up this deal, and I think it's a really good deal. I have not purchased it. I don't think I will, but man, it's just one of those deals. This is a Groupon, and this is actually on the 25th of August when this show is airing. I cannot guarantee that this deal will be around because it's a Groupon. I have no control over that. But if you mosey on over to Groupon and you look up a Pile widescreen LED projector with up to 100 inches viewing angle with built-in speakers, and this is 1080p. It's got 3 stars out of 5. It ships in 2 days. This sells for $1,113 on sale for $184.99. We'll call it $185. It looks pretty cool. You can watch it in high definition. It has 2 HDMI inputs. You can get 720p and 1080p. For $184, you'd be hard pressed to find any projector that's going to give you 1080p for $185. The other thing that I did notice is that the lumens is 2500 lumens. That's a fairly decent projector in terms of brightness. So if you were in a dimly lit room, never mind a dark room, that should give you a really decent picture. The only spec that I wasn't thrilled with, and again, I haven't seen the projector, so I can't comment on it, but it just says, the contrast ratio is only 1,000 to 1. Your more expensive projectors, like the ones that will cost you in the thousands, you're going to get 10,000 to 1, 20,000 to 1. This is a 5-inch TFT LCD panel, so it seems to have all the bells and whistles. It will do picture-in-picture, 2 HDMI. Again, for $185, it's brand new. It's not reconditioned. It seems like a great deal, so if anyone does buy this, let me know. And again, it has 3 stars out of 5, but you gotta remember, you're only paying $185, so that was just one of those deals that I thought was pretty good. So if you have a spare room, or you wanna make a projection room, this very well may be the device to do it with. And it comes with a remote control, and you have controls on the top. As I said, it does picture-in-picture. Looks like a nice unit. All right. Let's get in to the apps of the day. Well, here's an app that I think everybody's going to enjoy, and it's called How Secure Is My Password? And I love this app, and I use it all the time. So right now I'm going to put in a fake password. I'm going to go 1234, and it says your password will be cracked instantly. So I'm going to add the number 5. It's still instantly. 6, instantly. 7, 8, 9. So you can see if you put in stupid numbers in consecutive order, you're going to get hacked instantly. So let's try 2, 4, 6, 8 instantly. So let's do passwords that I think people would use. Let's say my name is Joe, and let's say I'm 35 years old, and that's my password, Joe35. But you'll notice that in 2 milliseconds, your password will be hacked. So let's say if you use a street number, let's use 81, I don't know, Main Street. So that's 54 milliseconds. Let's add the word street to it. And now it's 4 years to be hacked. So the bottom line here, folks, is the more characters you have in that password, the more secure your password is. Now let's take a look at another site. This will all be in the show notes. This is kind of neat. This is called speedypassword.com. And you can essentially put the same password in here. So I'm going to go 81 Main Street, Main Street, S-T-R-E-E-T. It took 4 years on the other one, and this will take 53 years and 7 months. So they're using different logarithms to give you that scaling as to how long it will be hacked. I like to use the two, and the true answer is probably somewhere in the middle. So there are several of these types of sites out there. My favorite one is the first one that I showed you, How Secure Is My Password? And this does a great job. It will also allow you to go to Dashlane, and it's free. And if you go there, never forget another password. Keeping track of all your passwords is startling simple with Dashlane free password manager. So if you want to create solid passwords and you want to be able to remember them, just download this free version of Dashlane password and you'll be all set. It works pretty much on every system. I know it's good for Droids and I know it's good for the iOS. So you may want to check that out. It's called Dashlane, and I do use that product, Dashlane. It's very good. Now, I frequently get this question asked, and sometimes it's very hard to answer, but essentially the problem is, or the thought is that I would like to have my operating system on a USB stick. And I pretty much don't care what operating you're using. It could be Windows, it could be Linux, could be whatever it is that you want. This software called Rufus, it's totally free, allows you to take a blank, an empty USB stick, and put files on it that make that stick bootable. And in English, what that means is you'll have a USB stick, you'll plug it into the USB port on your laptop or desktop, you'll reboot the machine. Instead of booting from the hard drive, it's going to boot from this USB stick, and it puts your operating system on it, and away you go. So Rufus is a utility that helps format and create bootable USB flash drives, such as USB for USB keys, pen drives, memory sticks, even hard drives, portable hard drives. This will do it all for you automatically. Here's the page where you're going to download that. It comes in a variety of different languages. It will do 32-bit and 64-bit. It really doesn't matter. Why would you want to do that? Well, here's a good example. Let's say you're at a hotel and you're in the hotel lobby and they have a couple computers that you can use as a guest. So if you don't want to use their operating system, and why would you not want to use their computer because it's free? Well, you really don't want to use it because things that you type, you don't know if they're remaining on that computer even though you think they're not, but they may. So if you plug in this USB and if it allows you to reboot, you're going to reboot using your own operating system, and as soon as you plug that USB USB device out, that's it. There's nothing left. There's no residual. Everything's gone. So it's either all on or all off, and a lot of people like that extra security. Some people, even when they go into hotels, they'll use that because it's not an easy thing to hack. It's a great device to use, and I highly recommend it to have a blank USB stick and format it using Rufus. Now, here is another app called Power Menu. This is totally free. If you're looking for a simple way to add transparency to your windows without spending a lot of money configuring everything out and trying to figure it out, Power Tools has a bunch of simple apps that will work for you. the menu comes up instantly. And one of the cool things that you can do with this, and it's already built in, is it has the ability to keep any window or windows that you want on top. So if you're watching a video and you want to check your email, if you click on the email, the video goes off, and that drives people nuts. By clicking on this window using the little icon tray in the bottom, what Power Menu will do is you'll click on the Power Menu and say, save this window, always on top. You click the window that you want, and now that will always remain in the upper right-hand corner or lower left, wherever you decide you want it, and you'll be able to click around and open up other devices, other things, other apps on your computer, check your email, and the movie will still be there. Or, for that matter, it could be a spreadsheet or whatever it is that you want. So it's a very functional app. It does a lot of things for you. It will not slow down your computer whatsoever. It's a very small app, and it works quite well. So check that out. It's called Power Menu, and again, this will be in the show notes. And the last app that we have, this is a fun app. It's called Musical.ly, totally free. It is for the iOS operating system, and this is kind of neat. It's the number one music video community app that's out there, and what you do is you can actually lip sync to songs and have your friends lip sync to songs, and it does a great job so you can make some really cool videos. Why am I showing you this? Because I know you have about 1 or 2 weeks left with the kids at home, and they love this app. It's so much fun. As a matter of fact, as a parent, you'll be singing along and doing it with them. So if you want to have some free fun that's kind of neat and kind of techy, I highly recommend that you check this out. It's called Musical.ly. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Gadget Professor this week. I appreciate it. I will see everybody next Thursday on the Gadget Professor. So long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.